So I was talking to one of the publicists yesterday, and I was saying what a great spot-on parody of Eddie Murphy you were doing with the trailer.
Oh.
But she said that she talked to you, and that in a way it was also a parody of some of your own films.
Sure.
So expand on that, if you will.
Well, you know, Fatty's Fart 2. I've definitely cashed in on some of my own issue, you know, my weight and my flatulence has taken me a long way. Just like Jeff Portnoy in his Fatty's franchise. I haven't gone that far, but I haven't done any movies that are about my farts. But I have farted in movies. So, you know, I'm no stranger to that genre. I love Eddie Murphy, and I love his films. So I wouldn't say I was making fun of him, but we were making fun of all genres, of all movies, so I don't think he will be offended by that.
You're not afraid to bump into him?
No. He's not the only one that does, you know, multiple character movies. Lots of my favorite actors have done multiple characters.
You know, in that movie, in Be Kind, Rewind, there's that scene where you appear in blackface and then you get lectured by the other actors in the movie. What is different, you know, from that kind of... what's different in this movie, basically, with Robert Downey Jr. in blackface?
What's different about...
About this depiction versus another depiction where you might be taken more as an offense.
I'm confused by the question. Start over, please. I was still thinking about Fatty's question. And then I got really serious all of a sudden. Like, whoa, start over.
In the movie Be Kind, Rewind, you appear in blackface.
Ah, that.
Right, and then you get lectured by Morgan Freeman and basically about why that's not good. Mm. What's different here with this role that Robert Downey Jr. has?
I don't think that they're all that different. I think that this one, you know, it's a lot bigger part of the movie, and it's a running gag that is central to the movie. And both of them, I think, point out, make a point about racism and in the movie industry, but also, you know, the lengths that our great actors will go to, inhabit their character and how ridiculous that is. And I think that Robert Downey pulled off an incredible character within a character within a character. I've never really seen anything like it. I think he should get prizes.
The movie, your characters, all of you guys are flawed. I mean, you had to get over demons to really come together in the end. And I thought yours was pretty tough. I mean, you know, because at first I'm like, what's this demon? And then I was you're a drug addict, because with the jelly beans, and I'm like, oh, okay, he's a drug addict. And
yeah.
A lot of things happened in your eyes, like when you found out what that camp really was.
And
we just started laughing. We knew. It was really, I mean, to me, it was a more... subtle you, but it was still very funny you, but everything, you know, was more in your eyes and in your gestures a lot that I thought.
Oh, thank you. Well, I'm glad you noticed that shot there. That wasn't really going to happen, but we were shooting it and we were all just sort of like peeking over the rock and looking at the heroin compound and you know, I was, you know, doing my thing, and Ben was like, what's Jack doing with his face? Oh, we got to do a close-up of Jack's face on that. You know, he noticed that something was funny was happening there, so... That's a cool thing about Ben as a director, is he would pick up on those little things.
And now I'll pick up on it, too.
Yeah, very nice.
How would you describe Ben as a director?
Well, you know, he's an actor's director, and he understands more than, you know, any director who hasn't, you know, acted in films, what an actor likes and dislikes. And I think he really got... great comedic performances out of us because of that experience. Like, he loves to do a lot of takes in a row without cutting. And most directors will do one take, cut, then come in and give you too many directions. And say, here's what I want you to do this time. I want you to do it, but this time rub your belly and tap your head and tickle your nose. And also talk about your mother in your head. Think about your mother. Or let's do it. And it's like, I can't do that. And it's not making it better. And, you know... And then other directors will come in and go, okay, here's the thing. I wanted it to be funnier, and they'll say a bunch of, like, obvious things. It's like, yeah, I was going to do that anyway. Now I'm getting mad because you're telling me obvious things. Okay, and then you do it, and it's not as good. But Ben, he's not about talking too much at you and making you feel stupid and controlling you. He's about, like, just keeping you in the flow. And so, all right, do it again. And maybe he'll shout out one note or something, and it'll get better and better really fast. He had a really good directing technique.
And what about improv? You guys, he was open to improv?
Yeah, he was open. He knows the value of good stuff that comes off the top of your head. That stuff will seem... It just has a fresher feel to it, even if the script is brilliant. And the script really was funny on the page. But if you can change it a little bit into your own words and just say stuff that's you know comes to you right then, it can take it to the next level. And he understands that.
Well, you talk about the script being so brilliant, but then you know a lot of it is in the execution and how it looks on screen. And could you envision that when you were reading the script that okay, this thing is going to really pop when it hits the film?
Well, when I read it, it was like, oh my God, this script is genuinely funny, much funnier than most of the scripts I read. You know, but that doesn't mean it's going to be a great movie by any means. That's you know, just a small part of the puzzle. I've read a lot of great scripts that turned out to be crappy movies. I'm not going to mention which ones, but so that was his test was can he bring this thing and flesh it out? And I couldn't see how he was going to do a lot of it. I mean, that's what directing's all about, is the vision. Can you see what it's going to be specifically? And he was super detail-oriented. Every little, like, thing that was happening in the background and the set and the costumes, he was part of every part of that.
Jack, I have a question for you, man. In your career right now, you're hitting every movie. It's just hitting and hitting and hitting, right?
Thank you. No, not true, but thank you.
It's like you're on a roll right now, man. And yeah. What do you, as an actor, man, what do you attribute that to? I mean, what's motivating you right now, driving you?
You know, it's always the same. You want all the movies you make to be really great, and some of them do, and some of them don't. But I've been really lucky. I didn't pursue Tropic Thunder. This is just something, you know. Ben called me and sent me the script. I was like, oh yeah, thank you. I'll take it. I'm lucky. Same thing with you know, Kung Fu Panda, which I really liked doing. And those things, you just gotta be patient and, I guess it's just, I don't know.
Do you say no very often?
Don't worry, there'll be some bad ones coming, I'm sure.
Do you say no?
Do I say no a lot? I do say no a lot. Maybe that's the key. Say no a lot.
Do you really?
Well, yeah. Yeah, you gotta turn a lot of stuff down. It's like maintaining a garden. You gotta trim out all the weeds. Nope, I'm not gonna do that one.
Well, is there one that you passed on that you were like, should have done?
Maybe. I can't say though.
There Will Be Blood?
With the Mission Impossible?
No, it was a movie that never happened. With a director that turns out was pretty brilliant. I'm not gonna say.
Him.
No way.
Fatty's part one.
No. Dude, Fatty's trailer looked pretty good, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
I might have to do it.
Yeah.
Hey, Jack, talk about being on that. Was that a donkey? What was that donkey?
It was a water buffalo.
Oh.
Yeah. No, when I read that in the script, I was like, I'm not doing that. I'm going to do the movie, but I'm going to talk him out of the water buffalo. And I couldn't talk him out of it. He was like, no, Jack, you got to get on the water buffalo. And it was dangerous.
Yeah.
What about Little Jack? What happened to him?
Little Jack, the water buffalo, as it turns out, was pregnant. And nobody knew it, not even the animal trainer knew it. And had the baby. And then... they named the baby Little Jack because I was riding her a lot. I don't know what they were saying, but I want to go on the record and say no funny business happened between me and that water buffalo. I'm not the father. But they named the little water baby water buffalo Jack, and it's very cute. And I don't know what happened to Jack.
How long were you on that?
Maybe I should adopt him.
How long were you on that
film? I was on the water buffalo Just you know, I mean, throughout the film, I would get up on the water buffalo a few times, only maybe 5 days of water buffalo time. A lot of chances to get injured.
Who's someone in Hollywood you haven't worked with that you would want to work with? Because you've worked with everybody.
That's true. I've worked with everybody. I don't know. Good question. I like that Sacha Baron Cohen. He's super funny. See what he's doing. Maybe do something. I've always wanted to make a movie with Will Ferrell, but now we both get paid too much. It'll never happen.
And you guys were all leading men in the movie. You
know what would be fun? If one day we could get all the guys that are in the frat pack together to make one super comedy with all the frat packers marching. I don't know what the movie's about at all. Maybe it could be a movie about the frat pack. Called the Frat Pack, and we're like a false like movie about our headquarters and how we solve crimes and make comedy happen.
About the Frat Pack, I mean, there's been a lot of talk that we're
it's in a really bad idea.
Well, you know, it's almost like we're in a new golden age of comedy coming out. You know, like, you know, back in the 70s we had, you know, Caddyshack and Animal House and Blues Brothers and Stripes and all that stuff, and now it seems like, you know, we're, you know, the environment is just right for this kind of comedy again. Why do you think that is?
I don't know what kind of comedy it is that you're referencing, but I feel like the real new wave of comedy started with Borat. When Sasha blew it wide open with his thing, because it was real, that, you know, nobody was acting except for him, and he's in this real environment. It's like kind of breakthrough shit, and he's dealing with it's funny, but he's also pointing out like serious social problems with our society, with the racism and homophobia, and I was like, oh, it's too much for my brain. So he raised the bar really with comedy. I feel like he, yeah, now everybody's trying to keep up.